What's up, y'all? This is another episode of The Vocal Agenda. I want to thank everybody for listening, for liking, sharing, supporting us, and I want to thank y'all for tuning in. All right, y'all. So what's up? This is another episode of The Vocal Agenda, where you have myself, D-Lo. You can follow me on Twitter at AskMeSucker, and you can also follow the podcast page at Agenda Vocal. Unfortunately, Rich won't be on this episode, but y'all can also follow him on Twitter at RichSayso. And then you can give your at name.
And this is Erica. You guys can follow me on Twitter at @Siditty_ego. That's SIDITY_ego.
All right. So we about to go ahead and get into some things. So our first topic, we're going to talk about the tweet that pretty much had all the black people upset. And for the ones that might have missed it.
Always upset.
No offense to nobody, but you know, they was upset. For the ones that missed out on it. So, Nicki went on Queen Radio and was basically clapping back at Wendy for all the years that Wendy has been coming at her. And
what triggered this time was that Wendy was on there talking about her husband.
Correct. So that now that y'all know that Wendy was the one that provoked this situation. So, a lot of blogs was taking, you know, sound bites and different things like that. And they were pretty much painting this negative light that Nicki was just attacking Wendy for no reason. So, there was a clip played by this white lady. I don't remember the name of the show. But she grabbed Wendy's clip. And then she grabs Nicki's clip and put it all together so the people who was listening knew the whole backstory, basically. So, with that being said, Nicki made a tweet that pretty much implied that black people, the main ones that always screaming about you should support one another, she insinuated that the black people are speaking about her in a negative light, but the white people writes in a better light than the ones that black people do. So a lot of people was upset, which I don't understand why they was upset, but we gonna get into it. So Erica, how you felt about it?
I actually felt that she had a point. I felt exactly. Like there was nothing wrong with what she said. Why? For the simple fact, whenever she goes on her radio show, on Queen Radio, and she makes a statement or she defends herself, they always play the parts where, you know, it may seem like she's yelling or, you know, or screaming or something of that nature. And they'll take that part and just make it seem like, oh, she's mad. You know what I'm saying? She's spazzing. She this, she's bitter, she's that. When in reality, that's not what's happening. So I'm glad she took that particular show and, you know, said what she said, because they did exactly what, you know, you would think that people are supposed to do. And that was to take the person that said something about her and to take her response, you know. Exactly. And I feel like she called them out and did the correct thing. But now black people want to come and say, oh, well, we defend you all the time. You know, didn't we defend you when it came down to BET? No, y'all didn't defend her. Just because you felt that it was wrong, it didn't mean that you defended her.
Exactly.
It's a two totally different things. But again, I do feel like she had a right, you know, to say what she said, and it was accurate. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the thing. Like, black people always get mad when another black person
calls them out.
Yeah.
Or call them out. Yeah.
Because in that situation, and this is the part that really grind my gears, the fact that people was actually saying, oh, Wendy gets paid to do this. No, that's bullcrap. I don't care who gets paid to do what. You have to be ready to face the consequences when you're talking about certain people.
But it's like, that is why she gets paid. No, she gets paid because she is shady. You know what I'm saying? And people like the shadiness. But at the same time, like you were just saying, you can't be mad when a celebrity or whoever you're talking about cluck back at you. You can't.
Exactly. Doing the same thing that,
you're doing. Exactly. You cannot be mad at that. Just because you're getting paid for it, don't make it right about what you're doing.
Exactly. And the thing about it, I don't understand how people is missing the concept. Then you got a lot of people out here mad because of what Nicki said, and, oh, you can't be serious. You can't act like what Nicki said wasn't problematic. No, it's not problematic. What's problematic is the fact that Wendy keeps targeting certain artists, and mm-hmm. when they finally decide to clap back, mm-hmm. then y'all try to make her the victim. Mm-hmm. She's not the victim in this situation.
At all.
And
when her situation came up about her and her husband or whatever,
exactly,
y'all wanted some sympathy because of that. Y'all mm-hmm. wanted sympathy. Y'all didn't want nobody to talk about that, but that was something that was happening in that woman's life.
Exactly.
Just as well as, you know, the people who she sit on her little couch to talk about, there's things mm-hmm. that are happening within these people's lives that she's talking about and shading and, you know, and finding it funny. I find that funny. What happened to you, Wendy?
Mm-hmm. And the crazy part about it, I find it funny that they don't see it in the same light. Being that she's being paid to shade people and talk bad about them, and she honestly don't care outside of being paid for it.
Exactly.
She's still going to speak her mind. The only thing changed was the money. So, really, that's invalid to what they're trying to make the point to. But mm-hmm. at the same time, Wendy having her situation with her ex-husband or whatever the case is, they don't want you to talk about that. No, mm-hmm. she's a public figure, so
exactly.
she's going to be talked about.
Exactly.
But the same thing, she's sitting here up on that couch talking about these celebrities, and when they clap back, now people want to make them the victim. And the black people is the main ones, because the tweet that Nicki said made, it made perfect sense. She didn't have to simplify it no more. Black yeah. people do take these sound bites and make it in a negative light that Nicki is just attacking these people. Mm-hmm. The shade room is the main one.
Mm-hmm.
And this TV show pulled both copies of Nicki on Queen Radio and Wendy. Now everybody upset because Nicki telling the truth.
Yep.
It's a fact.
Yep.
So,
and I just love that on that particular show, one of the ladies took her wig off. She said, Nicki.
Right.
Nicki. Like, exactly. Like, stop. And, you know, and it's, I don't understand. I feel like it's just something that people don't like that woman. And, you know, at the end of the day, she gonna keep doing what she's doing. You know what I'm exactly. saying? She has, like, closed her mouth for years. She hasn't said a lot for years and years. Now, mind you, when she first came about, you know, 2009, 2010, like she was doing some clapbacks, you know what I'm saying? When she was on American Idol, she was doing some little mm-hmm. clapbacks. But for a while, she stopped. She stopped getting into the social media thing, you know what I'm saying? So she has not been saying a lot for a long time. But now it's like, okay, everybody else can voice their opinions. Everybody else can get on live and say how they feel and get on social media and say whatever they want. Why can't she?
Mm-hmm.
One moment, y'all say she too big of an artist. The next minute, y'all say that, oh, you know, she's a has-been. She, you know, since she whacked, she did, she that, she washed.
Right.
Why y'all care?
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with her. Kudos to you, Nicki, because you said a handful.
Exactly.
And it was the truth. You know what I'm saying? It was mm-hmm. the truth.
And then that one article who tried to sweep, like,
I did see that. I did see that one.
Yeah,
I did
like,
see
that. Got on my nerves so bad.
One of them basically say that basically Wendy told her off, but they didn't portray what Nicki said. It was mm-hmm. all, it was just basically what Wendy said, and you know, in the beginning, and then what Wendy said basically after Nicki's clapback. So you never mm-hmm. in that article seen exactly what Nicki said. So
exactly.
the article had already was trying to portray that, hey, Wendy got it, Nicki. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Wendy got her. So it's yep. like, well, what did Nicki say? Y'all ain't gonna put what Nicki said. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
These people, they are a joke. And it's mm-hmm. funny. And I found it funny that, you know, after Nicki said that, a lot of journalists, mainly black journalists, started speaking out
yeah.
about, oh, I get paid for such and such to do such and such. But my thing is, the smallest part that they forgot was the fact that Nicki didn't say all black.
She did not.
She did not say all white. She said some blacks.
Mm-hmm.
So she really highlighted that only some black blogs paint this negative picture. But
you know they take it in wrong way. You know people taking what she say and flipping into mean into something totally different. And my thing is, okay, even with these bloggers that get paid to do it, but would you know that you're doing it shady? You know for a fact that what you're doing is being involved in these people's lives, and you're telling the things that are happening within their lives. Do you think they want that? Do you want your stuff within your life out there like that? Somebody reporting the dirt, you know what I'm saying, and crazy things that's going on within your family. Do you want that being done? That's why you're getting paid. That's why you're getting paid to do that stuff. So when the tables turn, and you know we find people to do that to you, you're gonna have a problem. Mm-hmm. It's privacy. It's privacy. Then you know when people act like we can't have our privacy anymore. Why can't she have hers?
Exactly. And not only that, when it comes to these journalists, it works the same way as if you're a rapper or R&B singer or whatever the case is. Eventually, there's going to be somebody that comes behind you and write the best think piece. Mm-hmm. And whenever they write the best think piece, that person who's ever over that company, if they read that and then they look at yours, who's been a journalist for, let's say, 8 years, and then you got a new face coming with the best writing ability, guess what? They're going to boost you.
Yeah.
And I feel as though in situations like this, and this could be a reach, but I feel as though with these more older journalists, when it comes to situations like this, and if a new face came in and they decide to put, you know, the money behind them and not so much behind the one that's been there the longest, eventually they're going to venture off and try to find better opportunities.
Yeah.
And when they do, I personally feel, and this could be a reach, but I feel like they kind of recant their statements when they was under that person and then try to write these more positive think pieces, like, you know, oh, let me give her props, even though there were certain situations that took place that may have been shitty, but at the end of the day, you can't always dwell on that. But you got to respect Nikki in the light that she is. I feel like that's how a lot of journalists do.
Yeah, I do think that sometimes even within the company that they work for, the company wants a certain thing. You get what I'm saying? Like a company wants to be messy. Some of them, oh, I need you to get dirt. I need you to get the dirt on this person, blah, blah, blah. And they know for a fact that with her name being in some dirt, they're still going to get clicks and views.
Exactly.
Regardless if it's bad. Like, they're going to get it, and they bank on that. Mm-hmm. And she's even said to herself, like, you know, y'all, they continue to be on Instagram, Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Like, just social media in general. And, you know, she was sitting there like, when y'all click on them, y'all giving them more views. Mm-hmm. When they say my name, this is why they're saying my name. To get this traffic towards their pages, and y'all continue to fall for it. So unless you're getting paid, by all means, go ahead and do it. But other than that, it's pointless.
Exactly. And really, they only got mad because she labeled the blacks in the same sentence as whites. But you have and you have all these other artists out here who complain about what the blogs write about them. Just because they didn't put a label on it, y'all ignore it. But the minute that somebody put a label on it, then everybody upset and want to think that it's problematic. And that's another thing I can't stand about this whole culture now. Like, everybody is so sensitive to the fact that they can't understand simple things. All it took
they was don't to want to. What she they teaches. Don't. They don't want to. They want to make everything that she say into something that is not, and they feel like they choose to do that on purpose, and it's to this day where it's like, skip y'all. like y'all be reaching, y'all don't be busting the vessel vein in y'all heads or something, because like I don't get it.
I just, you know what, but at the end of the day, what's done is done. Nikki clapped back. Wendy done said what she said.
Wait, then Wendy did clap back and say something. Mm-hmm. So there's this almost washed up rapper who can't seem to keep its name out of my mouth. I just sit there and be like, that's okay, keep going. Yep, keep going. Okay, my thing was, Finn said something about this, and they like, oh, has she talking about Nikki keeping her name in her mouth when she says something to her first. My thing was, what happened if Wendy wasn't talking about, you know, her. But she was. I think she was. But my thing is, what happened if she wasn't, though? Because 50 Cent stay saying something about that lady.
And that, a lot of people kept saying that it was him who she was talking about. But after
it just so happened to happen after.
Would call her name.
Right, and it just she just so happened to say that after Nicki clapped back, though.
Exactly.
So that's why I can see where fans kind of felt that. But it's like, they draw attention to everything. And for no reason at times, you know, like, and how they draw like everybody to it is just by because they retweet it. Right. You know what I'm saying? They retweet it and add their own stuff to it, and they'd be like, why?
Exactly.
Why, y'all? Like, just leave it alone. We don't know who this lady's talking about. Stop.
Right. And I feel, and somebody, I don't know, I think it was a tweet that I read, but somebody was like, maybe she should bring Wendy on her show. And I was like, nah.
For what?
Just for let what? Her stay there.
This is what happens. People want that. They want that.
Exactly.
They want to be up on her show. And they know that whenever that woman comes on there, she gives views. They know that.
Exactly.
Ain't no need for her to be on her show. Not at all. Because Wendy didn't ask that lady to be on her show when she was talking all that stuff about her. She didn't ask her to be on that show, you know, when things was going down. She sided with Cardi B now. So, hey, it is what it is. But what you're going to do is respect me when you see me.
Exactly. Well, at the end of the day, they just got to accept that what Nicki tweeted was actually
the truth. Yeah.
It was fact.
There's no way around it.
Not
at all. Not at all.
Now, to switch gears a little bit. These different posts that go around about the top artists of the decade and these albums of the decade.
Woof.
Y'all, I'm pretty sure everybody who's listening done seen it. I'm pretty sure everybody who's listening felt some type of way about some of these lists.
Woof.
Because I know I did. And I understand.
A lot of them didn't make sense. A lot of them did not make sense. But at the same time,
I get that too. But even then, like, and just to clarify, I'm pretty sure everybody who listening, y'all know exactly what a decade is. That's the span of 10 years. So, my whole issue was Billboard and them having this whole album of the decade. And they have the nerve to have Cardi, Invasion of Privacy, at number 2. But before I get into that, they had 3 artists on there that was supposed to be on that album of the decade list. They had Cardi, Lizzo, and SZA. Now, I'm not hating on these girls.
But
how do you feel?
When it comes down to them saying decade, now, they're saying from the expansion of, what was it, 09 to now?
Well,
10 to,
yeah,
right.
So now.
So, that's basically from that time until now, okay? So, when it comes down to, now, I'm going basically by Cardi album, for example. Cardi album went number 1. She had, 2, 3 number 1s off that album. And she won the Grammy. Then you had Lizzo album. I'm not sure if it went number 1 or not. But she got a number 1 off that, right?
Yeah.
And then she has another song that's within the top 10.
Yeah.
SZA. I think her album went number 1. Not sure about the song wise, but
right.
Depending on their debuts, I understand where it's like, okay, they should have never been there anyway, because they had Pink Friday at the bottom. And Pink Friday had the nerve to be on one of the top, you know, it was another genre, that another thing that they did. And her album was on there with Rihanna's. She had both of her albums. It was, Pink Friday and I think the Pink Print or was it Roman Reloaded?
Been Roman Reloaded.
Was on there. So how do you go from them two albums being on this one list right here with Rihanna and Beyonce until the album, all the other albums on the decade, you got her at the bottom? So the only thing I can think of is because of Cardi album having that number, you know, the number ones and having his Grammy. That's it. If right. you want to go and get, like, towards accolades and all this stuff, I can see it being there because of that type of stuff.
Right.
That's the only reason. Now, do they belong there in a way? Yeah, for the simple fact, it came out within this decade. Mm-hmm. So I can, you know, as much as I don't like that girl, I don't like that girl whatsoever. But the only reason why I can see it there is because of when it came out, which it did come out within the decade. Mm-hmm. It did get a Grammy. It did go number one. She did have a few number ones on there. So I see that. Even though it was pushed, even though, you know, it was industry pushed.
Right.
It should have never been there, but that's why it's there. Even with Lizzo. That's why it's there, because Lizzo got a number one out of it.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's why, I mean, from the whole perspective of it, I get it. I get that, you know, that they're, because it's in that time span, they're going to place it. But my whole issue was the fact that, you know, you got three of Rihanna albums up there.
Mm-hmm.
You have three of Beyonce albums up there.
Mm-hmm.
You only have one album of Nicki. But then you have Lizzo, SZA, and Cardi up there. Now, my thing is, to me, it felt like they were just looking for fillers.
Basically.
So they put it there.
I mean, now, but we gotta talk about stats. We have to go according to the fake stats. And I say fake, I got my four fingers up. You know, stats, fake stats.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta go according to that. So if we looking at these stats on how these women albums did...
Yeah.
It go there. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And see, I was going in that direction because I know that it's really based off of numbers. But even then, the list was still inaccurate because the number ones don't amount to the amount of sales that took place within these albums. Pink Friday had more than Cardi's album.
Sales-wise, yes. But when it came down to number ones and stuff, I feel like that's why they put it there. That's the only reason. There's but nothing even, else. Nicki still holds the number one album of a female artist, I want to say, within the decade, with 375K pure sales.
Mm-hmm.
She still holds that title. So other than that, that album didn't have any number ones on there. If that's what they're going off of. You get what I'm saying?
That it has to be what they're going off. But even then, like, you know, at the start of the decade, the 2010, I felt so also that Cardi, SZA, and Lizzo shouldn't have been a part of it. Because you have, like, Drake, Nicki, J. Cole, Big Sean, Kendrick, all of them
but
came
it was,
around that era.
Yeah, but at the same time, but that decade still consisted of 2018, 2019.
Yeah, I know, which I hate. Is what I'm saying, because, you know, for me, it's the artistry. Everything is different. I get that everything is different now, but I felt like they should have just considered this decade, minus in 2018 and 2019 of these new artists, because the art was different. So they should have just minus them out.
I mean, I get it, but you know, it's gonna change. They did that on purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They did it on purpose as far as the music industry. That's what I meant by they did it on purpose. The music industry did that on purpose. They wanted their girl to have some type of stats.
Yeah.
They wanted her to have some type of stats. And that's exactly what they did. Because I get what you're saying, where it kind of doesn't make sense, because if she would have never had that push, I'm sorry, but she would have been sitting right along with Young Ma and Cash Dawn, and she would have been sitting right along with all of them in the way that their albums went. But because she had that push, the industry push, which no other female rapper is getting, which we could talk about that another time.
Agreed.
it's like they it was done on purpose.
Yeah,
it was done on purpose. I'm just kind of sick of their antics, you know, that this industry does. But you know, as long as Nicki is rightfully even with Billboard, they're trying to, you know, honor her. I hope she attends. Yeah, do I want her to say anything, you know, as far as telling them off in a way? I don't know, because how today and age is, they probably record that.
Yeah.
And with them recording that, I'm not scared of backlash, but you know how black media is.
Yeah.
They will try to portray, like, why couldn't she just take her award and blah, blah, blah. She's always said that she wanted people to, you know, for her to get her credit. And now that she's getting it, she's making a big issue about it. Woo, woo, woo. Nobody has time for that. You know, nobody has time for that. So I don't know if I want her to get up there and kind of go in on these people, or just take her stuff gracefully and say thank you and keep it pushing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Which I feel like that would be the ultimate thing for her to do, is to just accept the award. Go up there. Do you want to speak? Oh, I just want to say thank you to the Barbs who've been holding me down. You know what I'm saying? And any, you know, everybody else that's been holding me down through this decade, and keep it pushing. That's it.
I think that's all that needs to be said. I think that she keep it short and sweet. And then if she feels as though she wanted to express any more, you know, thank yous, mm-hmm. or further thing, do it on Queen Radio.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, I don't think that...
You know they're going to have a problem with that, too. But I'd rather her do it on Queen Radio than actually, you know, be up there and... You know, but they're going to have a problem with her doing it on Queen Radio. Why couldn't she stand in front of them? Why couldn't she? Because it wasn't a time and place. And now that I'm in my own territory, I feel like I can say what I want.
And if she do it on Queen Radio, we won't have to worry about them cutting the camera short like how they did Drake at that award show.
He needed that. He needed that. So. I was sick of him, too.
But I do think that it's good that she's being listed as the number one female rapper of the decade. So congratulations to that.
Yes. Well deserved. Oh my god. Exactly.
And the whole Game Changer award.
Yeah.
She definitely deserved that.
Yes, she does.
And we got to congratulate Drake too.
Man, skip him. Congratulations, right? Drake. It's weird how they came about, though. It's weird how he's number one on everything. Now I understand, you know, that after a few years, he definitely had like came up within the industry in a way. And what I mean by that was like it. I don't know, Drake, but Drake has always been around, and the way that he's been around, they feel like, oh, Nicki has diehard fans, Drake does do too, and they feel like, you know, anything Nicki do, you know, her fans just be going for it. Drake's fans do the same thing.
Which we kind of do.
Do the exact same thing.
Yeah, the exact same thing.
So it'd be kind of like, okay, but I don't see how people don't have a problem with him, but have a problem with that woman.
And that's the same thing that I made a tweet about with Nicki going pop. I don't understand
how I don't get it
with her, but not Drake. But
because he definitely did. They used to say that he used his wife's side to do that.
Yeah, but see, by default, it's already a privilege. So
exactly.
You know, it's not like he did it purposely, but
he took advantage of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And which I would too, because if I don't have to try as hard, I'm going to take that route so I can expand my audience. That's what he did. And for Nicki, she had to find a way. And she found her way. And she didn't stop then. And they hate to see that. That's why Young Money themselves made the biggest impact. Look how Wayne did it. Wayne took that pop route and that rock route. And look how big his audience got.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just don't understand why they choose to pick on Nicki. But they felt like
hip hop had a way, you know, like she came in hip hop way, which is, you know, we do agree with that, but she always had pop. Her mixtapes always showed some type of pop. And people didn't pay attention to that. They only paid attention to certain parts of her.
Right.
And that's their problem. If you think about it, they only paid a certain part to Nicki when she was on her come up.
Right.
Now, yeah, she did the hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Y'all people like that. you know, but if you actually listen to her mixtape, she was mixing pop.
Exactly.
Now, selective songs, she was doing that, and people didn't pay attention to it. So now that this lady came through hip-hop, used her animation, oh, I can use my animation over here in pop, too. I'm trying to get up on these charts with these, you know, I'm trying to get up on these charts. Me just being up in hip-hop, I ain't finna do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, she branded herself in a way into which nobody had ever thought to brand themselves within hip-hop.
Yeah.
And went over here to pop too. But as she did pop, she was rapping. So that's one thing I never understood. She had some pop songs, but at the same time she had songs that she was rapping on.
Right.
So I never understood that. Oh, she went pop. Everybody else went pop too. Thugger was on Havana. Ain't that pop?
Mm-hmm.
But nobody is saying anything. It's just the fact that woman has been winning. I've been winning all my life.
Exactly. And they hit it.
On a roll, it's a dice. Like she.
And see, that's the thing. When you in your mixtape days, you have enough time to dabble into certain genres.
Anything. Yep.
Yeah. So she perfected it. Yep. No other female rapper did that. And that's one thing I like about MC Lyte. Because
she acknowledged that.
She acknowledged and she pushed that. You know, it's kudos to Nikki. She did what she had to do, which also brings up the tweet that somebody made and was like, they would like for MC Lyte to be the one to present the award to her.
I would too.
Because
I personally feel like that would be decent because of the simple fact is like, this is an old head that knew and have said in her mouth that Nikki took a dab of everybody.
Right.
All female rappers, she took a little bit of and made it into one person, which was her. But at the same time, she had took theater.
Exactly.
So with her taking theater, that's what really helped her. But she took, you know, studied and took part of These Are the Women and made it into one.
Exactly.
You know, everybody loves pop. It was just black people was ashamed to say that they liked it. And she was one of the people that was just like, I love it. So
exactly.
I don't know what y'all problem is. I'm about to take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. And Young Money, Lil Wayne knew what he was doing. They had a vision. They had a vision on what they wanted that woman to do, and she did it.
Exactly. And since we still on the topics of like numbers and charts and award shows and different things like that, I didn't watch the Soul Train Awards, but
I didn't watch it either.
I've seen that a lot of people, you know, it wasn't really talked about, but this whole Ari Lennox thing and Lizzo thing, like, how you feel about it?
Okay. I don't know too much history on Lizzo.
Mm-hmm.
But I do agree that Ari Lennox should have won that for it to be a soul album.
Right.
Now, what was it? Shea Butter? Was that the name of the album?
Yeah, Shea Butter, baby.
That was a like top tier album. She did her thing on there.
Mm-hmm.
She did her thing. Now, the only reason why I believe Lizzo won that was because they was looking at mainstream wise.
Right.
But I've never known the Soul Train Awards to do that.
Me
to kind of, you know, just look at that part.
Right.
If it wasn't soul, it wasn't soul. You get what I'm saying? I've never seen them do that. But now this kind of shows me, in my eyes, that Atlantic is really paying for stuff.
Right.
Because there ain't no way she should have won that award, you know, especially with that album. Now, again, if we gonna go about mainstream-wise and who it touched, that's why Lizzo won. But if we gonna go according to what Soul Train really stands for, Ari should have won it.
Agreed.
So it's like, now it's all about who's popular. It's all about that. It shouldn't have been about who was popular. It should have been about, you know, who album was actually, an R&B soul album.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but Lizzo's wasn't a soul album.
Agreed.
Now, just because they feel like it touched more than just black people, they feel like it touched more than just black people. So it touched everybody. So because it touched everybody liked it. Oh yeah, that's soul.
Right.
That ain't so. Like, what? That's why I really believe Atlantic is really paying for this stuff, man. So, mm-hmm. I'm sorry to y'all who, you know, oh, get Erica out of here. Ha, ha, ha. I ain't going nowhere. I'm not going anywhere. But I do believe that Atlantic is doing something, because that didn't make any sense. The only way it makes sense is because they're trying to do who had the bigger mainstream success.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And I hated that because, like you said, it's all about soul. That just because Lizzo kind of portrays this soul singing from her gut in a way, that does not make her album to be soul. That album was not soul. And even with Ella Mae and her being in that category as well, I'm like, what? Like, how that album went over, you know, those
Ella Mae.
Because that was like R&B soul. But Ari Lennox one was like pure soul. Like, you could, that was soul. And to me, I get her frustration, and I find it funny that a lot of people think that her ranting about it is a bit too much. But they got to understand, when you put pride in work that you do, then you're going to rant like that.
Now, I only feel like this is the only problem that I have with her doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of personally felt that I get her being upset, but I felt like she shouldn't have took to social media.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now, I get, but then it was kind of like she just continued on and on and on and on in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's okay to voice that, you know, you were upset about, you know, not winning. But it's just the fact that she kind of continued to go on about it. I kind of felt like she should have never brought the issue to social media.
Right.
So now you know how social media is going to react to things. Mm-hmm. They were attacking Lizzo. So instead of y'all attacking Lizzo, why didn't y'all go and attack the Soul Train Awards?
Exactly. But
with Ari, I just kind of felt that she, you know, it's okay with voicing yourself, you know. Oh, I did this and this, and I felt like I should have won, blah, blah, blah. But I just kind of feel like this day and age, these artists, they don't have any, what am I looking for? You know how sometimes with labels, how they kind of train and you would kind of talk how to,
like,
you
artist
know,
development?
Yes. I feel like a lot of artists nowadays do not have artist development. And because they don't have that, it's okay now in age to get on social media and just say however you feel, and that's that. You know, it's keeping it real. But I kind of feel like this is why people have so much respect for the older artists that have been here for years, because they didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You never knew that. You know, Beyonce probably was furious when she was losing Grammys. You know what I'm saying? Was getting snubbed with Grammys and things of that nature, but we would never know.
Right.
Because it was something that she never displayed. But what did she do, though? She kept going. She kept putting out music. She kept going. So the only thing I kind of wish is that Ari just didn't, you know, keep going the way that she was going. But I understand her frustration. I get that. It's kind of like I was snubbed out of something. I've been working. I worked so hard on it. You know what I'm saying? I understand. But it's like, you put it on social media now. You know what I'm saying? That's why people felt like she was basically, like, you know, saying something about Lizzo.
Right. And see,
but without saying it.
But the thing is, the people ignored the fact that she said she wasn't shading any of the people that was nominated along with her.
Right. But the fact that you kept going and the things that you were saying as you were going, it could have still seemed that way to people.
Yeah. In which, in a way...
Which I get it. I get it. Hey, I ain't talking about nobody, right. But... I ain't talking about you, but
and they shouldn't even.
I should have won. I should have did this. I should have did that. It's kind of like, okay, you said that you're not taking jabs or saying anything about these people, but at the same time, it's still but I. You get me?
Yeah.
So it's like,
and, but in a way,
I see
like,
where people. I see it, but then again, with her saying that she wasn't saying anything about them, okay. But it's just the fact that she kind of kept going, which I understand why people kind of felt like, okay, yeah, she is doing that.
But I feel as though, in that sense, people shouldn't be as sensitive about it either. Because, and I just saw a tweet where somebody was like, how come we don't have this much outrage when The Weeknd beat Jill Scott and D'Angelo? Okay, let's go back a couple of years. When Jill Scott and D'Angelo and Maxwell and different ones wasn't putting out albums, because these categories was trying to put them in the genre of neo-soul when they didn't want their projects to be considered that. They wanted it to be considered R&B and soul. But they wanted to put them in that neo-soul category, so they really hasn't been putting out albums, because now they're trying to figure out who their target audience is going to be. So, to fast forward to now, you know, with this happening, you have a category full of albums that were like R&B and soul, but then you place a pop album and made her win because of her relevance. That's not fair.
But I personally feel like the reason why some people were not outraged about Post Malone, the people probably didn't pay attention or didn't care at that moment, but because you actually now have someone, you know what I'm saying, who people felt that, you know, the album was a certain way, that's why people are saying something. Which my thing is, in the case, they should have been got Post Malone out of here. He's constantly in hip-hop, you know, hip-hop things, into which it's kind of like, how?
But see, even with him, he, you know, he says that he don't want to be considered that. But, you know, with Lizzo, I just find it funny. She'll say she's one thing, and then before you know it, they got her in a pop category.
Yeah, that's another issue I got with her.
A singing category. She gonna be in a gospel category next. So my thing is, it's just so much. And these people are only doing it because of relevance. And at this point in time, like, you know, we're already putting it on social media. I really don't see why people are so upset to the fact that she's doing it on social media the amount of times, when this is what the generation forced upon people.
Yeah, I agree. It's a group of young people
who take everything to social media. But the minute these artists start, you know, playing in their field, then they have a problem with it, and they feel entitled to give an opinion on something that they feel as though is outrage, but they doing the same thing. So
yeah.
I get that. You know, I was cool with it. I just found it funny that a lot of people was ignoring the fact that Lizzo won when she shouldn't have, and it's not shading her or hating on her, but that album was just not soul enough for me.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just felt like, you know, they gonna continue to snub people, but now people are seeing it. You get me? Mm-hmm. Now that it's happening to your favorite artist, it's a problem.
Yeah.
but when another artist had said this, that they're paying for things and things of that nature, even on the charts, she's bitter. She's a sore winner. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just has to be on top type thing. No, if I rightfully earn to be in a certain spot, that's the spot that I need to be in. What are you talking about? Exactly. You're not going to cheat me. And that's the problem. So now that it's hitting home for some of them and it's hitting their own favorite artists, it's a problem now. That's what it's like. I don't want to hear none of that shit. to be honest with you.
And none of them is keeping that same energy when Taylor Swift been out here ranting about the same thing ever since Kanye came.
Oh, no. They should have never done that. Oh, my God. She can't even, you know, her own music. She can't even do this and do that. Oh, it's a problem now. Somebody else is having a problem within the industry, and y'all all for it.
Well,
she didn't rant. She does rant. Just because y'all don't hear that woman's voice, she sure posts a lot of stuff, but she ain't ranting.
And just to clear this up, we're not saying that what Kanye did was acceptable, but the whole principle of it is the fact that Taylor Swift is forever ranting. Every year she's ranting about something.
Just like she still ain't forgive that man for that.
She was ranting about not being able to perform her old songs. Then the next day, all of a sudden, it's trending. Taylor Swift can now perform her old songs at the Billboard thing. So she been ranting. Y'all was for it. Yeah. Y'all was supporting her.
Yeah.
But now that an artist getting snubbed on a platform that's solely about soul,
but it's a problem because they feel like another black person is turning on another black person, which isn't the thing.
Exactly. And like,
as I said, black culture gets outraged about certain things, and it's not even funny anymore because it's like they got selective outrage. They have selective outrage, just like with Summer Walker. Summer Walker felt that it's only black women that be in her comments talking about her. But then somebody else say that. Then somebody else say that it's mainly black women that be in my comments talking about me and they be saying crazy things to me. But, it's not always just black people. No, it's mainly black people. So that's who I'm approaching.
Exactly. And Summer Walker, I think they kind of like need to leave her alone as well, because I feel as though a lot of people don't understand how the social anxiety may affect like everybody different. So I think that they need to leave that situation alone too and just let her deal with it.
I feel like that too, and I just kind of feel like at the end of the day, she just needs to stop posting stuff on there. That's why people do that to her. I get it's wrong, but it's the way that she, you know, she says she has this, and then, you know, you do see her happy, you do see her having fun. People look at that as like, okay, well, I thought she was this way, which, hey, certain things trigger that. She don't like being in front of people, you know, people who she does not know. So just imagine how long it took for her to get to know London, to get close to London to Don.
Right.
But I just do kind of feel like maybe she don't need to be posting her personal life anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to have an issue with people judging you like that, maybe she shouldn't post it.
Yeah. But maybe it's a form of her coping and, you know, trying to better
hopefully.
It, you know, because it's a social anxiety. So she has to socialize eventually. So maybe it's a way of her trying to like break that shell. You just never know. It all forms, you know, differently with everybody.
Yeah. So hopefully she figured that out, because I would have kind of been upset too if I went to your concert and you talking about some just a hat of me. Nice. You could what, lady? But I mean, it's different for everybody, like you said. But it's just, I just kind of feel like certain things, like. That's why I kind of feel like she should have had a manager who knew her and understood her.
Yeah.
Because so she would not be in situations like this. Because this isn't good for a new artist to have backlash like this because of who they are.
Yeah, I agree.
And if she would have got the right person to manage her in that way, they would have been beneficial for her. When the label decided to try to do something that they knew that she was not going to be able to do. Mm-hmm. Because now, it's kind of like people just, you know, leave her alone. Like, yeah, leave her alone. But man.
It's crazy.
Like, yeah, I'm like, geez. Well, we want her. We like the girl. You know, we don't want to leave her alone. We mean, we like her, but we just, some of people be trying to understand.
Yeah.
And they might go at that up the wrong way, but they trying to understand what's happening.
Exactly. So, do you want to do your segment? You got anybody you want to put on your list?
Was there somebody who yes. Cardi in that bum ass freestyle. That so-called freestyle.
I wasn't expecting it.
I just don't what are you trying to prove now? What are you trying to prove now? Because that was not it. It wasn't it whatsoever. It wasn't it whatsoever. So you went from somebody who's saying that you didn't care about lyricism and I'm not a good freestyler, I don't do that, you know, I'm not good with that, blah blah blah. Now you at, oh, now music is your path. Stop. Why? What are you trying to sell us? Because you ain't selling me nothing. You ain't selling me diddly nothing. So it's like, you really thought that you did something with that freestyle? You need to have several seats, Guardian. Whoever wrote that, they need to get their money back, because you didn't deliver that at all. I don't know what happened. Did you hit a beat that they selected?
Yeah.
Like an old school beat.
Mm-hmm.
And she was off beat.
Yeah, she did have a little moment where she got off, but it just
talking about she back on her bullying. And but who was you bullying? What was happening? What was happening? I don't think you were bullying Onika Tanya Mirage.
It definitely came off as if she wanted to prove a point because people were saying that she couldn't freestyle.
But she said it herself. Mm-hmm. How did you say all these? Then I seen something that she was basically like, people be trying to use what she said against her because you said it.
Yeah.
You said it. It came out your mouth. A lot of things about your life. This is when she said she had a book. She said she was going to, she had a book offer and she was going to do a book. But she said people wasn't ready to know her life like that because they used what she said against her from what she said, you know, a couple of years ago. You're right. Because the stuff that you was doing was crazy.
Right.
It was nasty. It was derogatory. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you felt that that was okay. So, yes. I don't want to hear a book. I won't go read it anyway. I wonder who was going to translate it for you. Because you definitely won't going to write that motherfucker. But she, her and that freestyle got to go. And I don't know who felt it was fire. Y'all obviously need to figure something out. Because that was not it.
Yeah. It was, to me, it was, okay, I see you, Cardi. That's all I got. I see
you. What are you singing? Like, what is y'all seeing? I know she mentioned something about a Grammy or something, but it's like you even mentioning something of that accomplishment in a derogatory way. How? Why? That's all you have. That's all she don't have nothing else to talk about. She's not gonna have anything else to talk about. She's not.
Yeah, we'll see on this next album though.
I'm not gonna see because I ain't gonna listen to it.
I'ma listen.
She ain't getting a stream out of me. I listen to it to somebody else. Be like, oh, Erica, let's listen. Oh, okay. Are we gonna go on your phone? Because you listen to the mic. But hopefully she brings something else to the table. And the only thing she can bring, only thing she can do, they're gonna have to give her different, more sounds.
Meaning,
she's still gonna be doing some trap stuff, but it ain't gonna be Atlanta trap. They're gonna probably try to get her like California, like, oh, you know, like stuff like that. Yeah. That type of trap too. They gonna have to try to do that because she can't do nothing else.
Yeah, she
can't do nothing else. And then I just want to give a shout out and a congratulations to Nicki Minaj on her first Latin number one. I don't know if it's called pronounced Tusa.
Yes,
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Pronunciation, but yeah.
But that's just her first number one on Latin Billboard Records. Congratulations, Ma.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Who's to say she ain't got number one? She might not have it on Billboard 100, which she did deserve because Anaconda did and had 900 points compared to these points now. But we're going to let it slide. But congratulations to her. And just Cardi, just bitch, you thought that freestyle was fine. Sit down with the trash in the background.
Well, I want to give my little nigga you thought segment to the ones that got upset about Nicki tweet. Forget y'all. Y'all your clouds. Y'all always got something to say when it's the truth about black people. What y'all do?
Oh,
y'all
yeah.
Offended. So my nigga you thought segment going to y'all and my nigga you thought segment going to the ones that low-key slept on Dreezy and Dream Doll verse on Thought Box. Dreezy definitely came in that song and made it her
she
own.
Killed it. She did it better than everybody. She definitely
and
did.
Like, Dream Doll.
I give Dream Doll some props. I give her a little props for that because, I mean, she do sound way better than she
yeah,
did.
Yeah, you can tell the
progression. Trying to be a Barbie.
Yeah.
So that won't work for her.
Cause then what's that tell song her that she no got? Something about everything nice, something. That little dumb
nobody,
song. That's
then nobody
so
tell
stupid.
Her to be no Barbie. Then nobody tell her to be no Barbie at all.
That song
they just
trash.
Wanted to do that because she's horrible as a Barbie. So what's happening now, in my opinion, is that now that she found the new sound, people like, oh, I hear with Kim. No, you just hear a deeper voice.
Right. That's it.
Just because you hear your deep voice doesn't mean that that's with Kim. But how much you want to bet that since that's happening, Lil' Kim is going to ride with that.
Mm-hmm.
Lil' Kim is going to ride with that. And then, you know what? I got another bitch you thought was for Lil' Kim. When she had the nerve to sit here and come at, what's her name, Notori, over that role that she had, and Notorious, look him, shut up. My thing is, why isn't she not doing these interviews about her music? It's always about people.
Yeah.
It's always about somebody else. And who did her wrong or something like that. Why isn't it about your music and yourself? Why isn't nobody talking about that?
I agree.
Her name don't hold weight like she think her name hold weight in one. So
even though I saw that situation from both standpoints, but I feel as though Little Kim should have also understand the situation, and that her frustration should have went to Diddy because he was the executive
producer.
That's the only thing where I feel like
everything should have came from.
Yeah.
Instead of you being mad at that woman, be mad at the people that was in charge.
Mm-hmm.
You had a whole attitude towards her. So because you had that whole problem and attitude towards her, it perceived that way. So she told her story about the way that you treated her.
Yeah.
I don't understand the problem with that. She was talking nasty about me and saying that, but that's how you treated her. I ain't finna say nothing nice about you if my encounter with you wasn't nice.
Yep.
You feel like I should have called you. I tried to call you. But that's only what, you know, Neat Looking said that. Oh, no, she didn't. She said she did. She said that she tried to get in touch with the managers. But I bet you the managers probably weren't returning that phone call because Kim didn't like who was supposed to be playing her.
Right.
I don't want to talk to me for. I don't. And to me, that could have been what happened. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you walked up in there and was mad at the directors and was yelling at the directors because of this woman who didn't do anything to you besides play a role. But then in your interview, you say, oh, you know, I have no problem with nobody making their money, you know, but instead of you reaching out and blah, 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 it was all about money to you. How can you say that?
Mm-hmm.
How? You okay with her making money but was mad that she made money?
But I think she was saying it from the standpoint of, you basically, this is what I got from it. Diddy was the executive producer, and he basically portrayed the image of Kim in the eyes that he saw it when they all used to hung around one another. But understand that Kim has a right to be mad, but be mad at Diddy for not reaching out to you.
And that's all that it is. That's my whole problem. I just don't like that she was mad at that woman.
Yeah.
That's all. I just do not like that she was upset with that woman versus her being mad at Diddy now. But guess what? Guess what she's cool with now? She cool with Diddy now.
Always.
She cool with the man that tricked on her and had and put her in jail. She cool with him.
Always.
But she always has a problem with women. She can't seem to talk and hash things out with certain women unless women come to her and apologize.
Yep.
So my thing is, if you had a conversation with Drake, why you ain't make Drake publicly apologize for you? You made Cash Doll do it.
That's true. That's very true.
And that kind of shows me right there where it's like, you're the mean girl of the industry. You're the actual mean girl.
Mm-hmm.
Not who everybody is trying to portray to be. You're the actually mean girl. You feel like nobody should, you know, talk to you this way and, you know, and just bow down to you right off back. That's Kim.
Exactly.
But other than that, I'm done, y'all.
Well, that was a good show.
Yes.
So for everybody who's been listening, be sure to check us out on YouTube as well. You can find us at Vocal Agenda. Go ahead and follow that podcast page at Agenda Vocal. And don't forget to follow me at Ask Me Sucker. Follow Rich. Unfortunately, he's not here. At Rich Say So. And you can follow Erica as well. And you go ahead and give them your at name once again.
Sadidi _ego. Sadidi is spelled SIDITY _ego. And let me tell y'all something. Y'all be trying to come for me. I would definitely come for you back.
And guess what, niggas? That completes our show. Stay tuned for the next.
Toodles. Toodles.
Peace.